The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Weg, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Kabaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Koyach. We'll begin with this. Mrs. Cohn. She's doing her pre-Yontif clothing shopping for her very large mishpacha. Baruch Hashem, she has the means, and she picked for herself a theme. This year's theme is orange. Everything has to be orange. The dresses are orange, the shirts, the pants for the boys, and she is now up to the bows and the socks. She's in the sock store, trying to find that exact perfect shade of orange socks to match all the clothing. She found the socks. She found the bows in the sock store. They sell bows too. And she's about to go pay, and she looks over her shoulder, and she sees that they also sell children's tzitzis. Ah, a mechaya. In the same store, the children's tzitzis. I'm going to buy the fresh tzitzis that I was planning on buying L'Kavod Yontif for my boys. And she adds them to the pile. She has a very big pile. Because, of course, she brought along to the store the dresses and the pants and the shirts because she had to match the socks to the clothing. So she brought them along. So she's holding this big pile of clothing. They're all orange or some shade of orange. Of course, they're not all mamish the same shade. That wouldn't be good. But they're all meinyana of orange. And she adds to the top of the pile these tzitzis that she found. And she's walking to go pay, and something is off. Something's wrong. And it hits her. Mrs. Cohen says to herself, the tzitzis don't match. And her mind's racing. I'm going to speak to my seamstress. We're going to dye those tzitzis orange. But then she says to herself, I don't want to be selfish. I have an einfah. I'm going to market colored tzitzis. If socks could come in every shade, in every color, in every height, and in every price, so why can't children's tzitzis be the same? She's already a millionaire. And she's not even selfish. Unbelievable. This is a halacha l'maaseh shaila that we're going to, as Hashem, discuss in this year. The shaila, in a few words, is, it's already been many dayos that there was a mitzvah d'oraisa to match the socks to the outfits. Why didn't anybody mark it yet? They call it tzitzis. And to be more specific, is there anything wrong with having colored begadim or colored tzitzis? That's the shaila. Let me introduce you to a drasha that the Gemara makes from a very, very famous pasuk that we say every day. We say it in Vayomer at the end of Kriya Shema, and Vayomer is the parasha of Tzitzis, which is at the end of last week's parasha, Parasha Shalach. Listen to the pasuk. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem v'asu lahem tzitzis. They should make for themselves tzitzis al kanfei vigdehem. This pasuk tells you to make tzitzis. And it clearly describes the location of the tzitzis. Where are you placing these tzitzis? Al kanfei vigdehem. On the corners of your begadim. The pasuk continues and tells you, you need a little more. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakanaf. You should add to those tzitzis. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakanaf. What should you add? Pesil techeles. A techeles string. By the way, the psil techeles, according to Shitas Rashi, it's not one psil techeles that we put, it's two psilim of techeles. So the mitzvah of tzitzis in the fullest form will have two chute lavan, that's what we call them, two white strings, and two chute techeles. Half and half. Okay, that's just, by the way, the arrangement of techeles, according to Rashi. The arrangement of techeles and lavan strings that you put on your tzitzis. But let's look close at the pasuk. When the Torah is describing to you to add tchilas, and it says, add them to the tzitzis, there's an extra word. V'nasnu al tzitzis. Place on your tzitzis psil tchilas. It adds a word. V'nasnu al tzitzis ha-kanaf psil tchilas. Which tzitzis? The tzitzis ha-kanaf. That's an extra word. We already know the location of the tzitzis. That's the first part of the pasuk. V'asu lahem tzitzis al-kanfei v'gdehem. So why, when it's saying to add to the tzitzis tchilas, why doesn't it just say v'nasnu al tzitzis psil tchilas? Why tzitzis ha-kanaf psil tchilas? Gemara Menachis Lamatesam Ebeis. Rava tells us about a drasha. The name of the drasha is Min Kanaf. Min meaning species, type. Instead of understanding V'nasnu al tzitzis ha-kanaf, tzitzis that are located by the kanaf, instead understand it V'nasnu al tzitzis that are made up of, that are comprised of ha-kanaf. They have a matching component to the kanaf, to the corner. They match the beged. V'nasnu al tzitzis ha-kanaf, the tzitzis are made up of the same as the kanaf. The Gemara in Menachas Lamatesam Beis, by the way, that's where the sigyas, many sigyas of tzitzis are. The parak is called Parak HaTechelas, fourth parak of Menachas. And that's where this Gemara is. There it's discussing being the same material, that there is a halacha of tzitzis by many materials, even by non-samaru pishtim, let's say even silk, and we're going to have this halacha that the type of string that you put on a silk beged is going to be min hakanaf. You put a silk string. Okay, we're not going to get into that, exactly what your choices are. But one of the choices for sure is a silk string. Okay? Because the beged and the tzitzis are matching as far as the material. That's not what we're going to be discussing today in our shir. Later, the Gemara Mem Aleph Amid Beis in Menachas. I made a little remiss for myself. The Mem in Mem Aleph is for Min HaKanaf. The Gemara does not say the word Min HaKanaf and does not bring any drushes. But Rashi on that Gemara learns very, very clearly the following. That there's a din min ha-kanaf legabe the color. The tzitzis and the strings have to match in color. Let me read to you the Gemara. The Gemara brings a brisa. It's part of the Shaka V'taya. Like this. Talis ein paiterba ela mina. A talis, you have the beged of the talis. It doesn't pater, only mina, only its type. Zakt Rashi. Meisvei talas ein paiter ba l'shem lavan elamina. Listen to the words of Rashi. Ima adumahi, if the talas is red, yatel ba shnei chutei adumim, put on two red strings, v'shnei chutei chutein tchilas, and two tchilas strings, v'chein shar gevanim, and so too by other types. And in the Rashis, it's very clear, the other Rashis, that we're talking about a din of min hakanaf, a din dai raisa. Your strings and your beged have to match. I told you a pasuk in Chumash, a Gemara, and Rishayim, Rashi. The Rambam seems to go the same way. He doesn't mention min hakanaf, but it seems like it's a din d'oraisa. He mentions the idea that the beged and the strings have to match. Let's go now to halacha. Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tes. This is Hilchos Tzitzis. Simen Tes, Sif Hei. Zok Tehelig HaMechaber, Yeshayimrim. There are those that say that the tzitzis have to be the same color as the talis. The medachtekim nayhagin kain. The medachtekim are nayig like this. Not to keep you in suspense, I'll just tell you right now that we're going to say very soon, we'll read it inside very soon, that the Ramah is going to argue. But the mechaber is paskening. Like, so to say, the pashtus of the Gemara Memal from Abis. The Gemara of Adir brings that brisa. In the Hemshech of the brisa, it seems to be discussing colors. That's the pashtus of the brisa of Adir. And the Mechaber is paskening, like that Gemara, with that way of learning the Gemara, like those Rishayim, like Rashi and the Rambam. The Gain in Bir Hagra, when he's saying the Mekar for this Mechaber, that's what he brings. He brings the Gemara Memal from Abis with Rashi and the Rambam. Lamaisa, for this mechaber, there's a whole other shot. There's a whole other makar. The makar will still be from the Gemara, the Malach from the Beis. But Taisus of Adir says that as far as the pasuk is concerned, don't bring that pasuk. Don't bring Min HaKanaf. Taisus in his first shot says, you know where it comes from? It comes from Zekeli ve'anveyu hisna'a lefanav b'mitzvahs. You are supposed to make mitzvahs nice. Zak Taisvis, there's a dinder abanan that the way we make mitzvahs nice when it comes to tzitzis, it's considered nice that the beged and the string should match. If the beged's white, the string should be white. So he's watering down this whole din. He's not going with the drasha. It's only a dinder abanan. And he's doing this because, to answer a question, I told you about a gemara memal from a bay. That's what we've been discussing. The remez that I had was, it's a min hakanaf gemara, according to Rashi at least, but really there's another gemara. Al lamed ches mebeis. The gemara on lamed ches seems to mamish go the other way. I'm not going to tell you the whole shakatai of the gemara right now, but we'll pick out the words. Amar Rava, midi tziva kagarim? Is the color garim? Is the color important? It's very mashma from that gemara that the color does not matter. Rashi, Rambam, Mechaber, they have a problem. They have to answer that gemara. There's answers. We won't get into it. But Tosfos is picking that gemara. He's saying no. The gemara lama chesem abeis is dafka. And that mekar from the gemara makes him say that min hakanaf is never teaching you anything about colors. And he's madchil the gemara memalaf from beis that it's only a dinder abanan. So we have two choices for this mechaber. Either it's a din d'araisa, it's min hakanaf, and it's taking the Gemara Malach Mabez to its fullest, and ignoring, so to say, the Gemara Lamed Chesem Mabez, that needs a pshat. Or we have Taisus who's sticking up for Lamed Chesem Mabez, and he's making it a din d'rabbanan. But what I have to tell you is that the second shot of Taisus goes even further. And it sticks up for the Gemara Lamed Chesem Mabez that the color is not important at all, and it goes that even d'rabbanan it's not important. And it has a different way of learning the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base. I said the Remez is Min HaKanaf. According to Taisus, that Remez is out. It's not Min HaKanaf anymore. Mem Aleph on the base, when it says, in that Gemara, Talas ein paita ba ela mina, it's referring to the material. And Taisus, in his second shot, argues in Gansin with the whole thing that we've discussed. There is no din that the tzitzis and the strings, the beged and the strings should match. And that's exactly what the Ramah says. Let's read the Ramah inside. Simen Tes, Sifhei, the same Sif. Haga, v'ha Ashkenazim. Listen close, because the Ramah adds a halacha. V'ha Ashkenazim, einoyegin la'asei sa'atzitzis rak levanim. The Ashkenazim, the minig was, the tzitzis, the strings, they have to be white. The strings have to be white. Af, b'begadim tzivuim. Even when the begadim were colored, even if the beged was red, the tzitzis were white. The aimless shanois. That's what he says. Don't change from this. The Ramah is telling us two things. First of all, he's arguing. He's going like the second shot in Taisvis. He's going like the pash of the Gemara Lamed Chesem Mabez, the Bir Agra. When he's saying the Makar of the Ramah, he brings the Gemara Lamed Chesem Mabez Menachas. He's saying the strings and the beged do not have to match, but he's adding a halacha. You know what color the strings should be? They should be white. Don't have purple strings and a green beged. Keep the beged green, maybe, but the strings have to be white. Halacha l'maisa. Getting even more practical. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings a taz. Sifkatan taz zayin. Afa begadim tzvuim. Mikol makayim. Roy l'medaktik. Lasais dafka. Dalit knafais. Italis katan. Lavan. Make your beged white. Kadesh ye yaitse yidei hakol. Kishayasa titzis levenim. You'll be yaitse all the shitas. If your strings have to be white, according to the Ramah, make your beged white. Then they'll match. You'll be yaitse the mechaber also. Roy lemedaktik. This is the most proper way to do it. The strings in the beged should be white. He continues, and he says another reason to make your beged white. Gam yishum dechsiv, there's a pasuk in Daniel, ulevushe keteleg chavir, the levush of Hashem, the talus of Hashem, is like white snow, whatever it means the talis of Hashem, halig and yanim, but the point is that we want our talis to match the talis of Hashem. Hashem's talis is white. On that note, by the way, of deeper in Yanim, Shari Tshuva, he brings ice bays, rak levanim, he brings from the Yam Shal Shleim Erei Shivamis, V'yesh Linoig, Shalaylasi Shum Tfir B'talas, there should not be one stitch in the whole talas, rak b'chutim levanim, V'chein ha'atara, Sh'eitim l'mayla, ain lasis elami davar levan. This is more halakha stuff. Every single part of the whole baggage should be white. This is l'chaya where the minig of many Sfaradim comes from, that they don't have the black strings on their talas. The Shabur himself even speaks out that seems that it's okay to have a little bit of black, on, a little bit of blue, a little bit of other colors on your talis. But and this would be more out the deeper in yanim. But in the strict halacha, the point is like this. Let's just wrap up the sheet this very quickly. We have mechaber, the strings and the beged should match. The strings and the beged must match. We have two pshatim, either min hakanaf, or we have zekei levan veyu din derabanan, and then we have the Ramah. The Ramah says they don't have to match, but the Ramah adds halacha that their strings have to be white. And we say to be mekayev everything, make your strings white and make your beged white. And we're throwing in there's other reasons for your beged to be white, more alts, special halacha deeper in yadim. The Shabur Mamash brings it. There's in yadim for your beged to be white. So let's get back to Mrs. Cohn. The answer is Mrs. Cohn, no. Please don't market colored tzitzis, because a ma'isa the proper mahalach is that your tzitzis, your beged, your strings, they should all be white, and this is why you don't really find a market for a colored begadim. Let's just throw out a few gishmak shilas. Legabe colored tzitzis and colored begadim. Purim costumes. A frock that many Rabbanim, Rav Shivas, many people wear. A frock that has a slit down the back. And Mimela Be'etzem, a frock has four corners, two in front, two in back. The way frocks come is that one of the corners are rounded. You have this bacher, he wants to wear a frock on Purim. He managed to find a cheap off-brand frock that they forgot to round the corner. He has such a geschmack einfall. He wants to really add to his Purim costume. He is going to make tzitzis on his frock. Not so pashit. What color is he going to make those tzitzis? The frock is black. If he gets a white frock, then maybe we'll talk. But the frock is black. Which color string should he use? Maybe one would say he should make tzitzis because if he's going to round the corner, that's not geschmack. We should probably go with the Ramah. You might as well get an extra mitzvah of tzitzis. You could clear. It might be kedai to get out of all sfeikas and just round the corner. Because what color are you going to use? The Rishayim that hold it's a din dairai, so the colors have to match. The color of the string and the baggage have to match. There's also a Sefer Torah costume that they sell that's basically like Dalit Kanfais. Same Shiloh. The father comes home, he notices that the corners are very sharp corners. He asks the Rav says, round the corners. He says to himself, I have a great einfall. I'll actually put tzitzis on. Not so pasha. You have a blue Sefer Torah there. What color strings are you going to make? There's this story that could happen, that you have a mother and she says, look at my child. He's always getting his clothing so dirty. He's always spilling. I really want to make him a black pair of tzitzis, so the stains shouldn't shine through. Not so pashit. She's thinking, no one will see the black baguette. I see it at home, but no one will see it, so I want it to be black. The strings will still be white. Not so pashit. Because the strings and the baguette should match. And the most kishmak shayla, and this could mamash happen to Mrs. Cohn, is the laundry machine shayla. She takes all those orange outfits after Yontif, and she puts them in the washing machine. And she puts it on a delicate load. It's a cold load. And she thinks that it's such a high quality beged. She's even going to throw in, meaning high quality begadim. All the yontif clothing are so high quality. And she's even going to throw in her tzitzis. But really, the tzitzis come out a shtick of orange. And this shayla can come in many variations. You can have just the strings have turned orange. Just the beged turned orange. Both turned orange. It's not so pashit. And over here, maybe there's some sort of kula because it happened after the tzitzis were already made. I don't think that's pashit. Pashit, that should not be a kula. So she's a bit stuck. It's not, you can't have orange tzitzis. That's what we just said. Orange tzitzis can get you in trouble. But over here, you can make it a little more dramatic. If these are the only tzitzis the kid has, and there's a few pairs of tzitzis, some had orange strings, so the Ramah wouldn't be happy with that. But some, Lamaisa, had orange strings and an orange beged. And some had that the strings were white and the beged was orange. So what's better? If you're stuck in a pickle, what's better? Wear no tzitzis. That's choice one. Choice two, wear the ones with iron string and iron baggage, at least you're being mekayim the mechaber. Or we're the one with white strings, at least you're getting their amma. You have to ask a rav. You can have another story that a kid takes a marker and starts coloring his tzitzis. Or he spills paint on his tzitzis. So this might be different because if it's like a washable marker, it'll come out in the wash. It could be it doesn't count as a new tzeva. Shmak a child that I saw is as tzitzis age and they sweat, they can change colors. The tzitzis can become yellow, and interestingly enough, you can have sometimes the strings in the baguette age differently. They're different quality wool. You'll have the strings became a shtickle blackish and the baguette became a shtickle yellowish. Now what? So I think the general consensus of the paiskim is to be makel is not called a change in color. Age is not called a change in color. It's still called white. There may be another issue that it's not considered appropriate. Zekeli van veyu. You're supposed to have beautiful mitzvahs. But I did see Geshmak Zach brought down that it could be a hider. If you have sweat in your talis, that sweat that made it yellow, that sweat is sweat that came from davening with the slavas. So it's Geshmak. It's a hider to have a zasar sweat in your talis. Okay, this you have to ask your Omer Derech if that's a true cheshbon. I'm sure there's different hashkafas about that one. These are some Geshmak Shailas. I want to throw out to you, I want to mention to you two other things that I was thinking. Let's say I hold like Rashi. I'm on Rashi's team, so to say. I possibly like Rashi. The strings and the baguette have to match, okay? What happens if my baguette's patterned? It's patterned like this. Two green stripes, one orange stripe. Two green stripes, one orange stripes. So what color do I make my strings? So I thought maybe I should make them patterned. Maisin, hilchas tzitzis, you find that many times you go about a rabe of the beged. So since in the pattern there's two green strings, maybe you make the tzitzis green. Some food for thought. Another food for thought would be what happens if, this could happen in the laundry, if the bottom half of the tzitzis became orange. So now, do you say dal mihachi? I mean, if you would snip the tzitzis in that spot, that would be kasher. Assuming that's the arrangement here, that's the way the orange is. It's in a place that if you would cut it, it would be kasher. Or do you say, no, you go basa raif of the chut. If the color is there, you have to reckon with the color. One more important thing is the Chazanish. Chazanish makes the following point. The fullest form of tzitzis is tcheles, chutei tcheles, and chutei lavan. The chutei tcheles never match. They never were mekayim in akanas. So now let's say we're in Rashi Shita, the tzitzis and the strings have to match in color, there's min hakanaf in color, okay? So now, how many strings have to match in color? Only two. The other two you make tchilas. Let's say I don't have tchilas. I have four white strings. I have an orange beged. So before I make those white strings, before I put them through, I'm going to dye two of them, I'm going to dye them to be the right color. How many do I have to dye to be the right color? Only two. So like the Chazanish, I only have to do two minakanav strings. Meaning my beged's orange and two of them are orange. The other two, since they could have been techeles, they could be any color. I don't have techeles now. I can make them black, I can make them purple, I can keep them white. Minakanav is only a two string requirement. It's only a non-techeles string requirement, even if I don't have techeles in this beged. This is much very geshmaka kula to know for the laundry. Meaning Mrs. Cohn, she took out of the laundry that there are some begadim that two of the strings became orange. She has something to rely on. Because if only two strings came orange, even though those strings don't match the white beged, but two strings are allowed to not match, you get a freebie for two strings. And one other thing just to speak out when it comes to this part of the shir that we're introducing, this whole minachana fagabi the color, is that in the olden days, this should have been a very relevant shayla. What we do is, bizman hazeh, is we bedafka want to put on tzitzis, so we make a four-cornered beged, we put it on, And so mainly we put on strings first. We're going to be wearing it, so we have to put on strings. That means that we're like causing ourselves to be mechayif. So we're dealing, which beged am I going to use? What color should I use? So we're taught make a white beged. In the olden days was the other way. This is even brought in halacha in the Beis HaKfaris. Two different types of tzitzis. There's a tzitzis that you made bedafka to be mekayim tzitzis, and the tzitzis, the pshat is your beged, had four corners. And it seems like the derech, the Mishnah Berurah mentions this, that in the olden days, the derech was that they had four corners. So the person has a beged of four corners. This is his clothing. He goes to the rav, what color strings should I use? Should I use the strings that match the beged? Should I use the white strings? So it was very, very relevant when it worked the other way, when you weren't starting and dafka creating a beged to be tzitzis. This was your clothing. This is l'chaya, a very relevant shaila, whether the strings should match the beged or not. Now let's move on to Parashas Kayach. Keep in mind what we just said. Keep in mind this major machlekes. There's something called min hakanaf. Rashi, the Rambam, the Mechaber LaHalacha may be going with these Rishonim. The strings have to match the baguette in color. Keep this in mind. And now we're going to discuss with this in mind, with this big machlokes, whether there is menachana for gabi color or there's no menachana for gabi color. With this in mind, let us go on to Parashas Kayach and discuss something in our parasha. Rashi and Chumash brings, this is what happened. Kayach comes in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's wearing a beged that's kulay tcheles. Zakt Kayach. Talis shekulach tcheles chayeves betzisis, is it mechayev in tzisis? Ay petura. Amar lahen, Moshe said back, chayeves. This beged is mechayev in tzisis. They started to laugh. Kayach and his followers, they started to laugh. Is it possible a talis that's not made up of tcheles? Let's say it's a white talis. All you need is one thread of tcheles that will patter it. This one has, it's entirely of tcheles. That, the whole beggar that's not enough to patter itself. Mamish, terrible. This late son, as the Kayach came with the Moshe Rabbeinu, and he mamish, the way Rashi brings the story, there's different neschais in the Midrashim, but Rashi brings, v'hel bishon talisa shekul and tcheles, they were all, him and his followers, they're all wearing these begadim, they came in front of Moshe and they asked the Shiloh. So I want to understand Kayach Shiloh. I'm going to ask some questions on Kayach. What was Kayach thinking? What was Kayach's tzad? That you have a beged here, it's kulat chiles, it should be pater. It should be pater. The lashon is, chayeves betzitas ay petura. I want to discuss this. We have to speak something out when we want to discuss Kayach Shaila. I wanted to speak this out. Kayach ended off, when he said a Shaila, he ended off, like Rashi says, he started to laugh. And he also, in the Medrash says, Kayach said, Dvarim elu loy netzaveis alein. Chatzar Shalom, how could it be that he said these words? But this is what he said. These dvarim, these halachas, you were not commanded. Umi limcha to baidan, you made them up. Unbelievable, Kayach could say this. Kayach's questions were questions that were there to really be a question, so to say. They were there to say, Moshe, you're wrong. If we want to understand Kayach's question, and almost make it like Kayach might have made sense, Kayach had a tzad, then that's apt. That's not what we're saying. This that I want to discuss Kayach's questions is not because Kayach had a question. There is no question on Moshe that could end, and Moshe, you're wrong. But we do ask questions. We ask questions on the Torah. We ask questions to help us understand better. So I'm discussing Kayach's question just to figure out, was there anything in his words that we could glean halachas from? But of course, he was wrong if the final outcome of his question is, Moshe, you're wrong. Of course he's wrong. But I want to know, what was he thinking? Is there anything in his question that did make sense? I saw the Eitz Yosef on the side of the Medrash. I saw Baruch Hashem their aim. They bavarned something. There's a big question on Kayach's question. Kayach said, this talis, that's kula tcheles. The entire talis is made of tcheles. The entire talis is blue. Chayeves betzitzis? Is it mechoyev in tzitzis? Ay petura. Or is it pater? Kayach, that doesn't make sense. Of course you're chayev in tzitzis. If I were you, I would word that differently. I would say, chayeves betcheles? Ay petura. Meaning, Kayach understands that there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. If you have a white beggar, you put on tzitzis. So a blue beggar should also get tzitzis. We know there's a din tzitzis, and there's a din to put on those tzitzis, tchilis. V'nasn la tzitzis takana p'sil tchilis. I can hear Kayach saying, why should I add to my tzitzis p'sil tchilis? To my strings, why should two of them be tchilis? I already did tchilis in the beged. That I can hear. Kayach, if that was your question, I at least hear the words of what you're saying. But if you're going to ask, I should be in gantz and putter and tzitzis, I should walk around with a four-cornered garment that's made of tchilis with nothing on it, that I don't understand. And that's what these Mefarshim Bavarn. I saw in Sefer from Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, Teich Devarav, this is already the answer, I'm telling you the answer to this question, it's clear that Kayach's question was never to pater you in Gansen. You have to say, Lav Dafka. Kayach's question was, I want my tzitzis to look different. Kayach was going to make his tzitzis be different than the standard. But they weren't at all going to be pater from tzitzis. Hitaka in a chanavi. It's not what he meant. He meant you should be pater from tcheles. This is the first answer to the question. The answer to the question is lav dafka. Eitz Yosef, their aim. That's what they say. Like this. Amulai, Talat Shekulot Cheles, Chayeves Betzetzes, Ay Petura. No, no, no. Moshe, I didn't mean that. About that, I know it's Chayev and Tzetzes. But I don't want to put Cheles on my Tzetzes. I'll put white strings on my Tzetzes. My Cheles I did in the beggar. Don't take these words literally. That's the shot, the first shot. We're going to say two more shots into this question. But we have to ask the million-dollar question, unbelievable question here. A not shy question based on everything that we know. There's a drasha called Minna Kanaf Agabi, the color. It's going to be very scary because we're going to have a riot right now to the Ramah that there's no such thing. The question is like this. I want to just give you some background. The Gemara Menachos, Malfam Beis, that we discussed, is really talking about a Beget Shkula Tchilas. Let's put Kayach aside. Kayach was out. But we, Halach Lamaisa, have a whole Gemara. It's a Sugya Arucha about a Beget Shkula Tchilas. Beget Shkula Tchilas is not such a simple Zach. Why? Avada needs Tzitzis, and it needs Tchilas, everything. But Rashi Shita is, it's a whole Sugya, but I'll tell you Rashi Shita about a Beget Shkula Tchilas, is that there is no Din Min HaKanaf Lagabi Beget Shkula Tchilas. Let me explain to you what I mean. You gotta put on two chutin of tchilas, because every beggar needs two chutin of tchilas. Now you have two chutin left. Your beggar is cool at tchilas. I'm on Rashi's team, I hold you need minna kanaf. What should those other two chutin be? I would have said, personally, I'll tell you what they should be. They should be also blue. They should also be tchilas. I think all four should be tchilas. Two should be tchilas because of the din tchilas, the other two because of minna kanaf. So Dr. Rashi, no. There is no way to be mekayim minna kanaf on this beggar. The first two are for tchilas. They're not for minakanaf. You're not being mekayim minakanaf. You're being mekayim tchilas. The other two, I don't let you make tchilas. Why? Because there's a din that it has to look like roiv talisais. Whenever you're putting on tchilas on your beged, it has to have, so to say, a friend, a partner of chutei lavan. Tchilas always has to have a contrast. It has to have two chutei tchilas and two chutei of something else. So on this beged, you can't be mekayim minakanaf. The strings of tchilas, right? The two chutei tchilas be mekayim your din tchilas. They're not be mekayim minakanaf. They're be mekayim the din tchilas. The other two can't be tchilas because then you're not going to have any contrast. So zakt, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that there's no being mekayim minakanaf on a beged shkula tchilas. Okay, so that means the tsura of a beged shkula tchilas, even if you hold like Rashi, is too blue, too let's call them white. So Koyach comes to Moshe and he says, I have a beged shkula tchilas. Remember, we're going with the Eitz Yosef, with the Re'im, with the Chai Kaniyasi. We're going right now that he was never coming to be Potter from Tchilas and from Tzitzis and Gansen. He plans on putting on Tzitzis. But he tells Maisha, look, you see my four white strings over here? I'm going to put on four white strings. I do not plan on putting on Tchilas. I was already Mekayim them in the Beged. So if I was there, I would laugh at Kayach. Kayach, you anyways have to put Tchilas on. Because now that you're not being Mekayim, you're Din Tchilas. You know what's going to kick back in? Min hakanaf. Since your beged is tcheles, your strings have to be tcheles. If you would have came with a purple beged, you would have to put on two purple strings. If you would have came with a green beged, you have to put on two green strings. If now you came with a tcheles beged, min hakanaf requires you to put on two tcheles strings. So Kayach, me and you are the same. I hold like my shavin, of course. I'm on my shavin's team. I'm wearing a beged shkula tcheles. Two of my strings are blue. They're tcheles. Why? Let me mekayim then tcheles. My other two strings, they could be any color. They can't be tchilas, they can be white, they can be purple, they can be any color. There's no minakanaf on my beged. You, Kayach, you come in front of Moshe, you say, I'm pater from tchilas. Okay, so now, what are you going to do? You're going to put on two strings, mekayim minakanaf. Right? We already learned the Chazanish. Chazanish said, you really only need two strings for minakanaf. And your other two strings, you'll do white, you'll do purple, you'll do black. So, Kayach, I'm sorry, me and you, we're wearing the same strings, same beged. So it almost sounds, then if Kayach made any sense, if Kayach was thinking, then Kayach must have held, we have a raya to the Ramah. What's the Mechaber going to do? How's the Mechaber who holds that there's Minakonav, how's Rashi holds that there's Minakonav, how's he going to understand Kayach's question? Kayach, you weren't coming to Pater from Tzitzis, like we said. You're coming just to Pater from Tchilas, but you're going to be back Mechayim and Tchilas has Minakonav. Shmak Akasha. I thought to myself, in Shmak Ataretz, at Tchilas, the tchilas to be mekayim, your din tchilas, has to be dyed, you have to do the tzviya l'shma. But if you're just being mekayim l'chaya min hakanaf, the tchilas min hakanaf l'chaya doesn't have to be l'shma, it just has to match. So me, when I'm buying my tchilas, I'm going to go and get the best hechsher, that I trust that he's a big Yerushimayim, the one who made them, that he made a l'shma. But Kayach is going to bedafka get the hechsher that we don't hold of. He's going to bedafka get the bad hechsher. So he's going to be walking around with Chilas and Alishma, I'm going to be walking around with Chilas and Alishma. So we have a Gishmak and Afkabir. I said, this is not a Gishmak of Pshat. This is, it seemed to me from the whole Hampshire, Chaim Chayeski has a beautiful shtickle. It's in the Sefer on the Mesechtes Tzitzis, Mesechtes Ketanis. He has a whole shtickle, beautiful shtickle on the whole, on Kayach. He's trying to figure out what was Kayach thinking. So take the bar, it sounds like Kayach Ha'adah wanted that his tzitzis should look different. He wanted to walk around with tzitzis that look different than my tzitzis. So the question is, like Rashi, the Mechaber, the Rambam, all those shitas that hold this minhag gabbai the color, what was Kayach Shaila? Let's go back to our first question. First question on Kayach was, Kayach, your lashon is a little bit interesting. Your lashon is this beged chayeves betzitzis ay petura? I don't understand. Of course you're chayev in tzitzis. You should be asking chayeves betchilas ay petura. So we said that it's lab dafka. There's another answer. This answer that I'm going to say right now is based on the way my father, Avimeir Rabbi Shlita, answered this question. He said, yeah, vada. Kayach is taka coming to pater from tzitzis. How is he going to pater from tzitzis? That doesn't make any sense. The answer is, there's an easy way to pater from tzitzis. Because tzitzis have a tachlis. We know from the psukim what the reason for tzitzis is. It says by tzitzis, the Torah is megala to us, that you're doing all this, v'hayu lachem l'tzitzis, ur isem aysa, you'll see the tzitzis, uzchartem es kol mitzvahis Hashem, you'll remember the mitzvahis, v'asitzem aysam, and you'll do them. Skipping a little bit in that pasuk, the next pasuk. L'ma'an tizkiru v'asisem. That's the point, to remember. Now, let's think about this. When you have tzitzis, they're reminding you about the mitzvahs. They're reminding you about Hashem. Which part of the tzitzis are reminding you about Hashem? Reminding you about the mitzvahs. Which part of the tzitzis are doing the reminding? So Rashi says something that will tell us that it's tzitzis, the general tzitzis. Rashi says, sheminyan gematria shel tzitzis sheish meis. Right? He's on that pasuk. Uzchartem es kol mitzvahis Hashem. How are you going to remember the mitzvahs? The minyan gematria of tzitzis is 600. Chutin, there's 8 chutin. Ksharim, the gnats, there's 5. That's 12. That's 13. So you have 613. You remember the 613 mitzvahs. So if I would ask you, is it the chutei lavan that are reminding you about the mitzvahs? Or is it the chutei tchelas? According to Rashi, I don't know, it's all of them. It's the concept called tzitzis. Tzitzis reminds you. Lamaisa. There's a Gemara in Menachas and Gimel on the base. The Gemara in Menachas singles out Tcheles, famous Gemara, singles out Tcheles. Tcheles is going to have a special contribution to being Uzchartem. It sounds like this. Tanya, Hayareb Meir, Oimer. Manishtana Tcheles mikol minei tzavainim. Why Tcheles? Mipnei shah Tcheles daim eliyam. Viyam daim elirikia. The tcheles are daima to the sea, and the sea to the rakia, and the rakia to the kisiyah kavayit. Shenemar, it says the eilig psukim sachas ragul kamasi living to sabra. Okay, but the point is, Rashi has two pshatim on this. But the first pshat that Rashi says is like this. Rashi, I'm talking about Rashi on that gemara. Mgilam abeis manachas. Urakia lekisiyah kavayit. Zok Rashi. Umikayach hatcheles mazkir hayeshiv al kisei. Mikayach the tcheles. You remember the one who's sitting on the kisiyah kavayit. You remember Hashem. It helps you remember by seeing the tcheles. So the tzitz, Chayy Rashi's masking this. Rashi's explaining why tzitzis, all tzitzis, remind you of uschartem. They remind you to do the mitzvahs. They remind you of the mitzvahs. But Avadar Chayy Rashi's mashma to the Gemara Menachas that the tcheles have a special way of reminding you because they're demid l'kisiyah kavayit. Interestingly enough, the Ramban argues in Rashi and he says when it says uschartem, it's referring bedafka to the psil tcheles. And he brings this Gemara. He brings that we know from Rav Meir that the tchelas is daim liyam. Yam daim lirikia, rikila kisiyah kavayit. But I'm assuming Rashi doesn't argue on the Ramban. The Ramban argues in Rashi. Rashi doesn't argue on the Ramban. Rashi has uzchartem coming from the lavan, because of the gamashia, and he has it coming from the chutei tchelas, because of daim liyam. Yam lirikia, rikila kisiyah kavayit. Zak kayach to Meish Rabbeinu. Tzitzis remind you, the point of the tzitzis is to remind you of the mitzvahs. I have a way to remind you of the mitzvahs. I can make an electric shock of reminding. What's that? What's that burst of reminding? I'll make the whole beged tchilas, not one strand of tchilas, a full beged, a beged shalim of tchilas. You know how much reminding you're going to have? You know how much kisiyah kavod you're going to have? Not one string, not really one string, two strings, not the two strings of Rashi, two chuli tchilas. I'm going to have, I don't know exactly how many strings an average beged has, hundreds of strings. And you're going to tell me I still need white strings to have that uzchartem? To have, the way Rashi says it, the gematria uzchartem, the halakha gematria uzchartem? Of course not. I took care of the uzchartem by doubling up on my tcheles. By putting extra tcheles, let that make up from the uzchartem that come from the chutei lavan. So, yes, Kayach was coming to pater you from Tzitzis and Gansin, like the Pashas Lashon of Rashi and Chumash, when Rashi brings the story. Like, we keep on reading those words. Is it Chayeves B'Tzitzis? Tala Shekul Atchilis Chayeves B'Tzitzis Oy Petura. Yes, Chayev and Gansin or Pater and Gansin. So we said another answer for our first question. The Lashon is Bedafka. And he felt by putting extra tcheles and the whole bag of being tcheles, I don't even need any uzchartem left from the chutei lavan. But this answers our second question. The big question of our shir, because we're trying to discuss the machlekes mechaber and ramah, and we were bothered, we're so bothered that Kayach, you're anyways going to have to put on tcheles and by the strings. Because, fine, you can't tcheles out the din tcheles, but you still need tcheles out minakana. The answer is that Kayach was never coming to put any strings. He just wanted to have a beged, so there's going to be no strings. You're right. If he still held your mechayiv in white strings, they would end up turning blue. But he held your mechayiv in nothing. He was even pattering the chutei lavan. He was pattering tzitzis. Let me tell you another answer to the first question that will also answer the second question. From Elia Baruch Finkel's etzal. Dr. Elia Baruch Finkel, you should know, don't ask questions on Kayach. Because Kayach made no sense. And there's an unbelievable musar in this, Zakhtar Bal Yabarach, that from the Kayach of his kina, the Kayach of his jealousy, the Kayach of his bad midas, so to say, the negias that he had, what they caused him to do was to become blind. Let's throw in the pasuk, Ya Sheikhad Ya'aver Ini Chachamim. Sheikhad, a little bit of bribery, a little bit of being in it for me, because I'm in a gain, I can be blinded, even if I'm a Chacham. Ha Sheikhad Ya'aver Ini Chachamim. Kayach became blind. The more questions you have on Kayach's question, the better. You know why? Because it's going to teach you a message that Kayach made no sense. Don't try to answer those questions. Kayach made no sense. He was blind. He made no sense. They were silly questions. He's coming to answer the first question. That how could you be popular in Tzitzis and Gansin just because your beged is cool with Tchelis? But this would answer the second question also. You're right. Kayach was silly. He would end up having to put on Tchelis strings anyways. But that's Rabbi Yibarach teaching us this musr. Min, the musr is that he became so blind from his bad midas, from the kina, that he taka made no sense. Very scary thought. That a person can become irrational and unreasonable just from his bad midas. So there we have it. We had these two questions. Our first question on Kayach was, again, let's just say it very quick. First question on Kayach was, could he have really been coming to pati you on all the strings or just the tchela strings? So the first thing we said was, yes, he was only coming to pati you on the tchela strings, and the lashon is, even though the lashon is not mashu that way, ain't a chanami, it's lav dafka. So, if we go with that answer, that it's just the lashon's lav dafka, we taka have a question on the Rama. Because the chaya, our second question is, that, sorry, we have a question on the Mechaber. Because we have a second question here. The question is, anyways, you have to put Chilas on your Beged. So we're saying another answer to the first question. Why was it Mashba that he wanted to pater this Beged in Tzitzis and Gansin? The Torah says he wanted to pater in Gansin Taka because he felt that by extra Uzchartem of Chilas, he could pater the Chutei Lovin's Uzchartem. And therefore, it answers the second question, he was never planning on putting any Chutei. And the final answer we're saying from Elia Baruch, Geshmak HaTeretz, is that Taka, you're right, you have a lot of questions on Kayach, but Kayach made no sense. Interestingly enough, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel has a different version of the story. He says Kayach came, and he had this four-cornered beget, and he put on four chutei tcheles. He was coming to get at Moshe Rabbeinu, not to be more potter, but he said, Moshe, look, I have a beget chutei tcheles, and I put four chutei tcheles. And you, Maish, you only hold two chutei tcheles and two chutei lavan. A whole different story. I mean, the pasuk said what we have in Rashi and the Medrash is that he's coming to pater himself, to put on less. And the Targum in Razil, he's putting on more. But what we could say, Geshmak Azach, with everything we know, we could say Geshmak Azach. You know what Kayach was saying? Kayach was saying, I'm not putting on tcheles. You're not putting on tcheles. I see four tcheles. No, because if I was putting it on out of din tcheles, I would need two tcheles and two lavan. But I'm putting it on out of min hakanaf. Adirabba, I am putting it on out of min hakanaf. Therefore, two of them, I only need to have two for min hakanaf. But if I want, I can put the other two also. This halacha that I have to have a contrast. Two tcheles and two lavan. The contrast is only when I'm in mekayim my din tcheles. But zakayach, I'm taka potter. Meaning, even the tanya nisim reveal chayr is maskim, it's the same taina. I should be potter. But if I'm potter, I have to put on altman a kanaf. So how am I going to show the world that I'm not doing tchelas by putting on more tchelas? I'll just end with a geshmaka. Stipler says, you know how I would answer Kairach back? Kairach has a problem. He's in it for himself. He's full of kinna. That's what's causing him to have all these questions. Zuck the Stifler, I want to tell you something. Kairach wants to know, why am I not chosen to be a leader? You know why? The reason is because you have that question. You're not the leader because the leader of Klal Yisrael has to not be in it for himself. Has to not have negias. Has to not want to be the leader. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be the leader, that's why he could be the leader. You who want to be the leader, that's why I didn't choose you to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Zuck there, it's merumas in his question. His question is showing that. You know why the talis shekulei tcheles can't be putter? Because the talis can't remind you of Hashem. You know why the talis can't remind you of Hashem? Because the talis you're wearing for yourself. The talis, it keeps you warm. And since in the talis is there for you, you can only think about you. You're not going to think of Zchartim. Kairach, you, the answer to you, that since you want to be the leader, since you're in it for yourself, you want the kavod, that's why you can't be the leader? That's merumas in your talis shekulei tcheles. Your time is good for your answer. That's why your talis shekulei tcheles can't be a zechartim for you. Can't be, that's the reason why talis shekulei tcheles can't itself be a zechartim, can't pater itself. Because the talis itself is there for us. We have to put on something that we're not having enough from. Some extra strands, and that could be a zechartim. A gavaldig limud, a gavaldig lesson that when we're doing mitzvahs, that it's appropriate to think outside, think for Hashem, think for Klal Yisrael, and not be thinking for ourselves.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.